Oh, when the Holy Spirit inspired the Scripture, his eye is seeing Lord Jesus Christ.
说到迦南地的时候,
when he talked about the land of Canaan,
他的眼睛,那就看到主耶稣,
his eye is gazed upon Lord Jesus Christ.
迦南地没有那里丰富,
even though the land of Canaan is not that rich,
在我们主耶稣基督里极其丰富的,
but within our Jesus Christ, he is very rich.
那个丰富实在我们是取之不尽,那个用之不竭的,
and his abundance can never be depleted.
那比迦南地还要丰富,
it is much more rich than the land of Canaan. It's so precious. It is so wide. And it's so beautiful.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
it is so good to be with Jesus Christ.
圣灵没有别的方法来把主耶稣做描写给我们。
And the Holy Spirit has no other means to describe Jesus
Christ. 那么就用迦南地来给我们看见。
Therefore, he used the land of Canaan.
并且说的时候好像都过于迦南地所示的。
And when he described it, it's more than what the physical land
was. 因为他不是让我们来住地理, 那是让我们来认识主耶稣。
Because he did not want us to learn about geography, but he wanted us to know Christ.
我们读到迦南的时候,
every time we study the land of Canaan, we need to think about Jesus Christ. God has saved us.
Our
purpose is to lead us into the richness of Christ. He wants us to dwell in his richness and to enjoy all the abundance so that the glory of God can be manifested through us.
Brothers
and sisters, this is the purpose that God has saved us.
从世界里面拯救出来之后,
after he has saved us from the world,
他不是让我们停留在我们开头的阶段,
he did not want us just to stay in the beginning stage,
他乃是一直在带领我们,
but he continued to lead us,
是我们, 带我们走一条很, 长远的路程,
he will guide us through this long journey.
然后到末了时候才能进入那个迦南,
at the end, we shall enter into this
realm. 才能够进入基督里丰满的里面。
And we shall enter into the richness of Christ.
那么这一条路程呢, 就叫旷野的道路。
And this path is the path of the wilderness.
这就是以色列人他们所经过的。
And this is the experience of the Israelites.
那么他们在这路程里面, 在路程上面走了多久的时间呢?
And how long have they spent in walking this journey?
圣经告诉我们说, 40年之久。
The Bible tells us 40 years long.
你说那可是不得了了。
He said, this can't be.
若是我30岁得救的话,
if I'm saved at age 30,
要走到70岁才走到,
I need to walk until 70.
若是50岁得救的话,
if I'm saved at 50,
那我就不能走到了,
I probably won't make it.
然后我们就有点担心了,
and we began to worry.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要知道, 40也有它属灵的意思的。
And sister, we know that the number 40 also has its spiritual meaning.
特别是在旧约里面,
especially in the Old Testament,
所说的这一切的事情,
and everything in this
Christ
has its spiritual meaning.
弟兄姊妹在这里给我们看见,
here it shows us,
主要带领我们走一条道路,
God will lead us to a path.
这一条道路, 乃是一生之久,
this path is, takes our life long.
是我们走在这条路上面,
we need to be on this path all our lives.
乃是要把我们带到基督丰富里面,
and the purpose is to lead us into the abundance of Christ.
让我们住在主的丰富里面,
he wants us to live in his richness.
让我们充满了主的丰富,
he wants us to be filled with the richness of Christ.
也让主的丰富能够从我们身上彰显出来,
he also wants us to reveal the richness of Christ.
不仅是在我们个人身上,
not only for the individual,
乃是在全教会身上,
but for the entire church,
让主的丰富再彰显出来,
that the richness Christ may be seen.
当我们读到新约的时候,
when we read the New Testament,
我们就看见新约一再地给我们看见这一件事,
we continue to see this in the New Testament.
在以弗所书说到基督的丰富的时候,
in the book of Ephesians, it talks about richness
of Christ. It
says that richness cannot be
described.
God has filled us with the richness of
Christ.
He also wished this to be manifested, so that all authority may see the wisdom of Christ, that his wisdom is so great, and that poor men like us, he can make us to be rich, And weak men like us,
使我们成为那里刚强。
We can be strong.
把我们这些那个卑贱的人。
And all the lowly.
使我们彰显出那个主的荣耀。
We can manifest the glory of God.
使我们的主那里的美丽。
We can be as beautiful as our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神的心意。
This is the will of God.
这是神在我们身上的目的。
This is the purpose that God has for us.
他所以拯救我们，乃是为了让我们进到基督的丰满里面。
He has saved us so that we can enter into the riches of
Christ. 让我们把我们的主耶稣基督完全的彰显出来。
And we can fully manifest our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么我们要达到这个目的。
If we want to achieve this goal,
需要经过一段路程。
We need to go through this path.
那不是一天两天的事。
It is not a matter of one day or two days.
需要一段长久的时间。
But it takes a period of time.
使我们能够达到那个神的目的。
So that we can reach God's purpose.
那么这一条路程。
In this path,
那么就是说到说到神的主的带领。
We learn about God's guidance.
我们蒙恩得救之后。
After we are saved,
主就带我们走在这条路程上面。
And God will put us on this path.
所以我们一蒙恩得救。
And as soon as we are
saved, 我们不要以为说我们是已经毕业了。
Do not think that you have graduated already.
那我已经接受了主耶稣基督。
Since I have accepted Christ,
那么就等着将来上天堂就可以了。
I just need to wait until the future I go to heaven.
这是我们的想法。
This is men's thinking.
这不是神的心意。
That's not God's purpose.
他拯救我们，乃是带领我们往前去。
He saved us so that he can
让我们继续不断地向前。
He wants us to continue to go forward.
那个神的心意成就在我们的身上。
Until God's will has been accomplished in us.
那么主带领我们这条道路。
And this path which God has guided.
就是以色列人他们所走的这条道路。
It's the same path that the Israelites have gone through.
不过以色列人他们所走的道路不过像图画就是了。
But the Israelites' experience is just a picture for us.
在我们身上还是那个属灵的实际。
In us we have the spiritual reality.
所以我们要知道主带领我们走一条怎样的主带领我们道路是怎样一条道路呢？
We need to understand what kind of path we have to go through.
我们需要读以色列人他们的历史。
Then we need to study the history of Israel.
主怎样带领他们？
How God has guided them.
照样带领我们。
He shall guide us also.
主带领他们走一条路。
He guided us through this path.
那就是说到我们这一生当中我们所走的一条道路。
He also teaches that we will go through the same path.
为什么不要讲这些话语呢？
Why do I need to talk about this?
就是当我们弟兄姊妹在我开头走这条路的时候。
When we just began on this journey.
我们要知道这条路是怎样一条道路。
We need to know what kind of road we're going to go through.
我们遇见什么事情。
Therefore, when we encounter things,
我们经历什么环境的时候，
when we, experience different circumstances,
我们知道是为了什么呀？
We know all the purpose behind it.
不是好像我们走在路上，好像在摸索的往前去。
It's not like we're just walking blindly.
我们知道主怎样带领，主怎样带领我们。
We need to know how God guides us.
也知道我们的道路是怎样一条路。
We also need to know what kind of path we need to go.
我们说到这一条路的时候，
when we talk about this path,
那么头一个给我们看头一个性质。
The first nature.
让我们看见这一条道路乃是一条阻挡起的道路。
This is a path full of hindrance.
那么有许多的障碍。
There are many different types of barriers.
他们可以走一条很近的路。
They can go through a much shorter way.
走一条很容易的道路。
A much easier way.
他们若从他们所住的地方这儿出发的话。
If they leave from where they were staying.
他们只要沿着红海、地中海这边，就十天路程，他们就可以达到那个迦南美地。
They just need to go by the shores of the Red Sea, and 11 days they can reach the land of Canaan.
道路是很近的一条道路。
That road is very short.
也是那个他们那个两个地方的人来来往往，那么经常走的一条道路。
This is also a path that they travel often.
但是神不带他们走这条路。
But God did not guide them through this way.
为什么神不带他们走这条路呢？
Why didn't God guide them through this way?
那圣经告诉我们说，在这条路道路上要经过腓利斯人之地。
The Bible tells us on this road they need to pass through the country of Philistines.
那么这些腓利斯人呢，他们是非常那个强壮的。
And the Philistines are very strong people.
他们那个装备也是非常的整齐。
They're also well fortified.
若是以色列人他们大队人马经过那个地方的话呢
？If all the Israelites will have to go through their country,
那腓利斯人就会来出来。阻挡他们。
The Philistine would definitely come out to attack them.
他们若是遇见征战的话。
And God said if they had to face war,
恐怕他们会害怕。
Maybe they would be afraid.
他们会退后呢。
Maybe they will return.
他们会回到埃及去。
And go back to Egypt.
他们不肯到迦南地去的。
Maybe they won't be willing to go to land of Canaan.
他们走这条容易道路。
Therefore, God did not lead them through this easy way.
遥远的路。
But took them through a further way.
主不带他们走到这一条近路。
God did not guide them through this short way.
所以绕道而行。
But led them through a long way.
那就是给我们看见，那这一条路是有难处的。
So we see that this path we will see hindrances.
是有那个阻挡的。
We will see barriers.
是有障碍的。
We will see all sorts of difficulties.
那不仅是腓尼基人把那路挡住了。
Not only the Philistines will block the road.
就是主带他们走到那个旷野路上的时候呢。
Even in the wilderness.
在那一条路上也常常会遇见难处的。
They often encounter problems.
每一次遇见难处的时候。
Every time they
把他们路就阻挡起来了。
It seems like this have totally blocked
their way. 然后他们经过难处再往前去。
After they pass through this barrier and go forward,
他们又碰到了另外一种难处。
They will encounter another difficulty.
又在那儿停顿下来。
And then they stop there.
所以在这条路上面呢，
so you see on this way,
有许多许多障碍的。
There are all sorts of barriers.
这是他们所没有想到。
It's something which they did not expect.
这不是一条容易路。
It's not an easy way.
而在这条路上有许多的障碍。
And this is a way full of barriers.
但是自觉障碍不是他们的亏损。
But these are not to their loss.
乃是为了他们益处。
But it's all for their benefit.
若是没有这些障碍的话呢？
With all these difficulties,
他们一碰到难处，
every time they encounter problems,
他们就会退后回到埃及去了。
They will retreat, go back to Egypt.
他们就会不断的向前了。
And they will not go forward.
所以主带他们走一条道路是有许多的障碍。
Therefore, God has led them through a path full of hindrances.
那么经过这些障碍。
And through all these hindrances,
那么使他们成为一帮刚强的子民。
They will become a strong people.
一帮勇敢的子民。
They will become brave.
他们就能够继续不断的向前。
And then they can continue to go forward.
弟兄姊妹，在许多伸缩使用的人身上。
One sister in many people which God has used mightily.
他们的经历也是这样。
They share the same experience.
他们遇见许多的难处。
They encounter all sorts of problems.
比方说我们说的摩西吧。
For example, we talk about Moses.
是摩西是带领以色列人把他们从埃及带出来的。
Moses is the leader of Israelites.
啊，摩西四岁的时候，他有心愿出来服侍主。
When Moses was 40, he has a will to serve the Lord.
他非常同情他的那个以色列人的遭遇。
He is very sympathetic to
them. 他愿意在帮助他们。
He wants to help them.
愿意在拯救他们。
He wants to save them.
你知道他头一次出来的时候。
You know the first time he decided to help. 他的
心愿是非常的强。
He has a strong will to help.
当他看见一个埃及人在那打以色列人的时候，
When he saw an Egyptian beating up an Israelite,
他就过去把这埃及人手在抓住。
He went and caught the hand of the Egyptian.
四围看一看，没有什么人看见。
And he looked around, there were no one close.
他就把这埃及人打死掉了。
And he killed the Egyptian.
然后把他埋藏起来。
And buried him.
不给人看见。
And so no one could know.
那摩西以为说这样就可以把以色列人从埃及人辖制下再拯救出来。
Moses thought this way he can save the Israelites from their bondage.
但是出乎他意料之外。
But out of his expectations,
那么这件事情就给传出去了。
People knew about this incident.
他心里非常的害怕。
He was greatly afraid.
他恐怕把那个埃及王法老知道这件事。
He thought when after Pharaoh learned about this,
那法老要杀死他。
Pharaoh will probably kill him.
所以摩西就逃到旷野里面。
Therefore, he escaped his wilderness.
在旷野四十年之久的时间。
He lived in the wilderness for 40 years.
差不多到了八十岁了。
When he reached age 80,
弟兄姊妹，为什么他有这样心愿，是不来成全他的心愿呢？
Why is it that Moses has the will to serve the Lord, yet God did not use him?
他这样的爱以色列人。
He loves the Israelites so much.
这样同情他的百姓。
He is full of compassion.
愿意再拯救他们。
He wished to save them.
为什么神不帮助他呢？
Why didn't God help him?
反而把他带到旷野里面去。
Instead, he had led him into the wilderness.
有四十年之久时间。
And left him there for 40 years long.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是把摩西的故事再好读过的话。
But sister, if you read carefully the story of Moses.
我们就看见这四十年 年我想是太有益，那太有帮助了。
You would discover that this 40 years is truly beneficial to Moses.
可能开头摩西不知道这件事情。
Maybe in the beginning Moses did not understand.
就是在旷野时候，他也不懂得为什么。
Even when he's in the wilderness, he did not understand.
我实在是愿意成全神的心意。
I truly wish to accomplish God's will.
我实在愿意侍奉神。
I truly wish to serve God.
我实在是爱我的百姓。
I truly love God's people.
我要把用我的膀臂把他们从埃及的辖制下拯救出来。
I will use my arms to save the Israelites.
为什么是不帮助我？
Why didn't God help me?
为什么神哪儿拦住我？
Why did God stop me?
把我带到旷野里面来。
And sent me to the wilderness.
十年过去了。
And
20年过去了。
20 years gone by.
30年过去了。
30 years gone by.
差不多到了40年了。
Now it's 40 years.
摩西来到诗篇上告诉我们说呀。
In the Moses song.
他说人一生年日是70岁。
He said, man's life will last about 70 years.
若是强壮的话可以到80岁了。
If he is stronger, he will last till 80.
那就是我现在可惜我现在已经80岁了。
He said, unfortunately, I'm 80 now.
差不多了。
It's about
没有什么用处了。
I'm useless.
我不能够再侍奉。
I cannot serve.
我不能够再帮助以色列。
I cannot help the Israelites.
我的一生都这儿过去了。
My whole life has passed.
浪费在旷野里。
Wasted in the wilderness.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
当我们读到摩西的故事。
When we read Moses' story.
我们在看见这40年就要对他是在帮助太大。
We discover that this 40 years is so helpful for him.
你知道当摩西到80岁的时候。
You know that when Moses reached his 80.
有一次他在牧放他岳父的羊圈。
He was shepherding his father-in-law's sheep.
在旷野里面忽然看见那个荆棘着了火。
All of a sudden he saw the burning bush.
但是这件事在旷野常常会发生的。
But this is very ordinary in the wilderness.
因为那地方是很干燥。
Because that place is very dry.
这个荆棘啊，或者经过这个闪电有火花，它就会着火。
And after thundering or lightning, the bush is often caught on fire.
或者什么事情发生，它就会着火的。
And anything can help to light up
the bush. 但是每一次这个着火的时候啊，那么它很平常了。
And so this is very common.
就看见这火一下子把荆棘都烧光了。
That all of a sudden you see that the whole bush is consumed.
这个荆棘就变成了一朵一朵的灰烬。
And then they just turn to ashes.
但这一次呢，他看着很特别。
But this time was special.
那个火呀，越烧越旺。
The fire was burning fiercely.
但荆棘呢，没有被烧毁。
But the thorns was not caught on fire.
是一件奇怪奇妙的事。
He said, "This is interesting."
为什么这么大的火没把荆棘烧毁掉呢？
How come this great fire did not consume the bush?
我过去要看一看。
So I must go near and take a look.
当他走到荆棘旁边的时候，
When he got near,
忽然间听见那火当中有声音对他说，
All of a sudden he heard a voice out of fire.
摩西，你要把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Moses, remove your sandals.
因为你所站的是圣地。
Because you're standing on holy ground.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers,
我不知道他当时明白不明白。
I do not know if Moses understood.
但是无论如何，以后圣经给我们看见。
But this Bible shows us later.
那个荆棘就代表摩西。
That the thorns represent Moses.
摩西他自己以为说自己很了不起的一个人。
Moses thought that he was great.
以为说自己还有能力。
He thought that he was full of strength.
自己很勇敢。
He was full of.
很有爱心。
He was full of love.
很有作为。
And he knew he could do great things.
他曾经学会了埃及所有的文化。
He had learned all the culture of Egypt.
他也率领过埃及的军队去征服了那个仇敌。
He also led the army of Egypt in battles.
他是大有能力的一个人。
He is a man full of strength.
他靠着他的能力，他以为可以来拯救他的百姓以色列人。
He thought that by his own might he can save the Israelites.
但是神哪拦住了他。
But God stopped him.
结果四十年久久的时间。
For 40 years long.
因为摩西看见自己什么都过去了。
Moses discovered that everything happened.
这四十年神一直在做一件事。
This 40 years God continued to do one more.
倒空摩西。
To empty Moses.
摩西没有地方去讲话的。
Moses had no one to talk to.
摩西天天讲话就是跟羊讲话。
He can only talk to the sheep then.
我们弟兄说羊很笨的。
Our brother mentioned that the sheep are very dumb.
这个羊也听不懂吧。
If you talk to the sheep, they don't understand you.
所以摩西本来是啊，这个说话都说话形式都有说话是很有智慧。
Moses was a man who was very eloquent and very wise in all his
doings.
But after being silent for 40 years, he lost all his eloquence. When God had called him out to speak to the Israelites, he says, I'm not good with speech. I cannot speak. Go find somebody else. Don't find me. Brothers and sisters, how come Moses do not know how to speak anymore? Because after 40 years, he has refined his speech. God has emptied everything that he has. He become a bone. What use is
it?
Except being burned by fire,
没有什么用处的,
there's no other use.
你不能使它做栋梁,
you cannot use as building material. You cannot even use as a staff.
你是用它做拐杖,
because if you use as a staff, it will hurt your hand.
我们还以为说我们很有用处。
We thought that we are very useful.
我们不过是的荆棘就是。
We are nothing but gold.
在神的眼中里头，我们是没有什么用处。
In God's eyes, we are useless.
我们只会在伤人。
We can only hurt people.
我们只会在刺人。
We can only stick people.
我们没有什么用处。
We are useless.
我们不过是的荆棘。
We are just like a bone.
经过40年久的时间，
after 40 years long,
摩西认识了自己。
Moses knew himself.
但是感谢赞美主，
but we thank the Lord.
那火是烧在荆棘上面。
The fire is burning up above the
bone.
The fire represented God himself.
常常提到神是在火中的。
God, the Bible often mentioned that God is in the midst of fire.
虽然摩西不过是个荆棘，
even though Moses is nothing but
fire, 但是神从他身上的彰显出来。
But God can reveal himself to him.
亲爱的兄姊妹，
关系所说，
那么许多被神所使用的人，
many people who have been used by God,
都有这样的经历。
They have a similar experience. Moses was this.
大卫是这样。
David was this.
我们若是读那许多被主所使用的人， 他们传记的话，
if we read the biography of all those great saints, we discover that throughout their lives, there are many problems. Many hindrances. Why did God guide them this way? Because these are all good for them. The history of the church is the same. If you read the book of Acts,
你看见在使徒行传头一章里头，
it discovered in chapter 1 of the book of Acts, after Jesus rose from death and ascended to heaven, he gave them a command. He commanded them, you need to wait in Jerusalem. You will receive the promised Holy Spirit. Then you shall receive the power. You need to stay in Jerusalem and Samaria and all the land of Judea until the end of
the
world. You will become like testimony. This is the great commandment. Because he has placed the entire world in front of them. Brothers and sisters, they should be filled with joy. But when we come to chapter 2, they have obeyed to God's command. They waited in Jerusalem for 10 days. And the Holy Spirit came. And it filled
them.
They have all received strength. You see that Peter rose and spoke. And 3,000 he spoke again.
5,000 那实在是那个能力不是彼得的能力。
And that strength is not Peter's strength.
那彼得只会, 站着跟人争的。
Peter can only argue with Peter.
那是彼得只会站抢先的。
Peter only know how to become the first. He doesn't have
spiritual
power.
神的能力在圣灵在他们身上。
But when the Holy Spirit is still within them, they receive power.
你又看见那个能力彰显出来时候，
and when the power is manifested,
有何等大的影响的力量，
it is full of impact.
但是弟兄姊妹， 当我们读下去的时候，
when it says that you continue to read the book,
我们实在看见太不巧了。
You see, it's so unfortunate.
到了第三章， 他们就遇见难测。
Chapter 3, they encounter problems. 到四章有难测。 Chapter 4, they have problems. Chapter 5, they have problems.
等以后读下去的时候，
and as you continue to read,
一路上的难处大，随到他们。
trouble seemed to follow them.
为什么圣给他们这样大的使命？
Why did God have given them such great commission?
把能力给了他们，
and gave them power.
他们就准备着再往前冲。
And they're ready to charge forward.
但是正要往前去的时候，
but as they were going forward,
他们就碰到这个难车。
They encountered a problem as a problem.
开头是那犹太人，那个犹太宗教起来逼迫他们。
In the beginning, the Jews rose up against them.
把他们捉拿起来。
And they had captured.
把他们下在监牢里面。
Sent them in the prison.
然后就把他们释放出来。
And then the Lord will release them.
又在圣殿里去讲道。
And they will preach again.
正讲道的时候啊，
as they are speaking,
那个收殿官来了。
And the guards.
又把他们再捉拿起来。
And captured them again.
然后把他们下在监牢里头。
And sent them in the prison.
然后带到公会跟前。
They will bring them
into the synagogue
and to judge
them, to
threaten them.
不可以奉着你耶稣的名讲道。
You can no longer preach in the name of Jesus.
那么，这个不仅这样，
not only this,
并且也在打了他们。
And they beat them up.
亲爱的兄姊妹，为什么主一面让他们传福音？
Why did God ask them to preach
the gospel? 为了主大做见证。
And to testify for
Jesus. 一面让他们遇见这样难处。
Yet on the other hand, they encountered all these problems.
为什么主帮助他们？
Why didn't God help them?
为什么不把这个难处在那挪开？
Why didn't God remove all the obstacles?
等他们再往前去的时候，
as they go forward,
你看见教会里面有难处了。
You discover their problems in church.
亚拿尼亚、撒非拉，
Ananias and Sapphira.
他们就这个他们因着贪心的缘故，
because of greed,
在那里欺哄了圣灵。
And they have cheated the Holy Spirit.
那个难处在那对付了。
And they dealt with the
若是许可的难处，这个留在教会里面的话，
if they allow this problem to stay,
那个教会就好像一团面粉，又被那个里头酵就发起来了。
The church will be like a dough.
那个教会就被败坏了。
And the church will be ruined.
这个难处解决了。
After they dealt with the problem,
等到了66章的时候，
we come to chapter 6.
那个教会难处更大了。
The church has even greater problems.
大彼此大起来的纷争。
And they all they have arguments with one another.
主没有把他们带领过来的话，
if God did not lead them,
那是难处，会教会在教会分裂的。
And that problem will cause the split in the church.
为什么会有这么的难处？
Why do they have so many problems?
那么以后也看见希律王怎样子把他们捉拿起来。
Later on, we also see how King Herod had captured.
也把有的把雅各杀掉了。
And he had even killed.
也把彼得在囚禁起来。
And sent Peter in prison.
等候着来执行他。
He's waiting to punish Peter.
我们看见在使徒行传一路上都是难处。
We see that the book of Acts is full of problems.
在彼得身上是这样。
In the life of Peter,
在保罗身上也岂不也是这样吗？
It is same with Paul's life.
主一面在呼召他。
On one hand, God called him.
主一面在差遣他。
And send him out.
主一面在环境拦阻他。
On the other hand, his circumstances
are so difficult. 到了这个这个路斯德在传道。
When he was preaching in.
结果碰到一个难处。
And he encountered problems.
他实在是愿意荣耀主。
He wished to glorify God.
没有想到遇到这一点的，遇到这一点的心愿呢。
But because of this wish,
就碰到了很大的难处。
He encountered great problems.
他们就在那打他。
And they beat him up.
好像打死了。
And it seems like they had killed him.
把他拖到城外丢的那个地方。
They dragged him outside of the city.
主又让他活过来了。
But God healed him.
以后他们从路斯绕了一个年。
And from the Lystra, they went to Iconium.
传了福音。
And they preached the gospel there.
有一点点人得救。
And a handful of people were saved.
又来兴起来了。
But then problem came.
然后他们从这里到那里。
From here they go there.
无论到什么地方。
No matter where they go.
一面在传福音。
On one hand, they
will preach the gospel. 一面看见有许多的难处在阻挡他们。
On the other hand, they see hindrances.
开头是犹太的宗教。
In the beginning is the Jews.
然后是罗马的政权。
And then the Roman Empire.
一路行驶的难处。
All kinds of hindrances.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们，主为什么不把这些难处挪开呢？
Why didn't God remove these obstacles?
主为什么不管理这些环境？
Why didn't God control them?
叫这难处不临到他们的身上。
So that no problem will come upon their life.
让他们自由大传道。
And they can preach the gospel freely.
那岂不是那福音传得更快吗？
Isn't this way the gospel can spread out even faster?
这一条道路就是一条阻碍的路。
Brothers and sisters, this is a way full of hindrances.
一条有障碍的路。
A way full of obstacles.
一路上有许多的障碍。
they see many different obstacles in front of them. And you and I, my experience is the same. For those brothers and sisters who have been saved for a while, you all have this similar experience. Maybe when you were just saved, we truly wish to pursue the Lord. We wish to study the Bible. We wish to serve the Lord. We have a strong will for the Lord. But just as we go forward, all of a sudden something happens. And this one strikes us down. After a period of time, we finally crawled out. We say we have delayed so long.
我要快跑向前,
I need to run fast.
正在跑的时候,
just when you're running, another problem.
就好像一个海浪一个海浪,
like one wave after another.
刚起来时候啊,
when you just got up,
一个大浪再压下来,
another wave came over.
把你整个压下去了,
and press you down.
然后又从里面出来了,
and then you got up again.
是不是?
You know that it takes a long time.
我不知道你们经过多少时间,
I don't know how long it takes you to get up.
有时候在我身上可能有三个月五个月,
sometimes it takes me 3 months or 5 months to get up.
也是你着急得不得了,
after I got up,
本来是怕我把别人赶过去的,
I wanted to chase after, I want to win after people.
更落在后面了,
but now I'm falling behind.
所以就心里有把一个心愿要快跑呀,
and so I have set up my will to run
fast.
Just when I'm running, another problem came. Another wave has struck me down.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, in the beginning we thought that these are just it just happens to us, but after several times,
我们心里就怀疑,
we began to doubt.
为什么会这样?
Why is it?
为什么主不保守啊?
Why didn't God protect
me? 为什么主不好开路?
Why didn't God open the way for me?
为什么主不把这些难处挪开?
Why didn't God remove the obstacles?
为什么要这些难处临到我身上?
Why do I have to encounter
this problem?
All those people who love the world, they're in peace.
别人不跟随主倒是蛮顺利的,
those people who did not follow the Lord, their life is easy. 我知道别人说,也不依然这个件事。 And I believe in God, I encounter this. I encounter that. Some things are caused by our own foolishness. Some just happen to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们许多是我们不明白,
many things we do not understand. Of course, all these problems, all these obstacles, many are from our enemy.
你知道,
you know that as we follow the Lord, Satan really dislikes us. When God is leading us, Satan will stop us with all his means. He does not want us to go forward.
我们也能够领会,
maybe if we put it this way, we understand. But my question is still there. Isn't God greater than all things? Isn't God greater than Satan? He can control Satan. He can stop Satan from doing
that.
He can stop Satan from
taking it.
And he can remove all
problems.
Because God is greater than the world. All things in his hand. Why doesn't he come and control the
circumstances?
And we begin to doubt about God's love. Maybe God doesn't love me. Maybe he has forsaken me.
或者有什么事情啊，叫主那个得罪了主。
Maybe there's something that I've done that displeased
him. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要看见,
we need to see
主带领我们的路,
that the road that God has guided us,
有障碍的路,
it's a road full of hindrance.
不是那么一条那样的平顺,
it is not a smooth road.
那里顺利,
it is not easy.
就好像我们一首诗歌上所说的,
just like a hymn,
使我们行在平坦大路上面,
that God has caused us to walk on the smooth road,
我们可以任意驱驰,
that we can run however we want,
我们要怎样走就怎样走,
however we wish to walk, we can do. But sister, this is not the way.
也不是说我们在一个海里没有风浪,
it is not that we are in the ocean without waves.
我们会一点风浪,
Many times we will encounter storms.
路上许多人会遇见拦阻。
When we on the way, we will see obstacles.
为什么主许可？
Why did God allow?
弟兄姊妹，这是主带我们的道。
When sister, this is the way that He had designated for.
就是这样，就是一条路。
This is such way.
那么这个路对我们是有益处。
Yet this way is very good for us.
你说那对我们到底有什么益处呢？
You say what good it is.
弟兄姊妹，若是他们主带他们走那一条腓尼士人的路的话呢？
If God has led them through the country of the Philistines.
那么就像主话所说的。
Then it would be just like God has spoken.
他们一碰到腓尼，一碰到征战。
If they face war.
他们一定要打回头的。
They will return.
所以我们还是回埃及去吧。
We should go back to Egypt.
这条路就不能走的。
This is not the way to go.
他们就回去了。
And they will return to Egypt.
因为这一半都是乌合之众。
And because these are all commoners.
非常散漫。
And they are all.
没有受过训练。
They never had military
training. 没有受过什么经，没有什么经历。
They don't have experience.
他本来是在埃及做奴隶的。
They were slaves.
那现在从那个从释放出来。
And now they have been free from the bondage.
他们是那样的软弱的一般人。
And they are just weak people.
亲爱的兄弟们，若是一碰到那个难处的话，
If they encounter such great problem,
他们就会回头。
They will definitely return.
我们也是这样。
We are the same.
我们也知道我们是怎样的一般人。
We know what kind of people we are.
我们是一般。非常软弱的。
We are nothing but.
在没有难处的时候呢？
When we do not have problems.
我们个都像埃及芦苇一样。
We are just like the reeds of Egypt.
是很直很直的。
We are very
straight. 很挺直的。
We can stand straight.
好像是很有力量。
Seems like we're fully strong.
等到难处一来。
But when problems come.
等到风大暴风一吹的时候。
When the storm comes.
我们就倒下来。
We will definitely
我们就被折断了。
And we will be broken to half.
亲爱的姊妹，没有难处，我们还以为了不起。
Without problem, we think of somebody.
大的难处啊，
but with problem,
我们就受不了。
We cannot stand firm.
不愿意我们走那一条，那条荆棘路。
Therefore, God did not want us to go the shorter way.
就是把我们这一班这一班或者把以色列人这一班人那么一下就带到迦南地区的话。
If God just guided us to the land of Canaan very quickly,
这一般人都是非常松的人。
And these people are very
是非常散的。
They're not.
我刚刚说他们是本来做奴隶的。
They were slaves.
现在一下子是他们到了迦南地。
If you guide them to the land of Canaan,
使他们成了一个国家。
And make them into a nation.
这国家呀，都不晓得是什么样的国家了。
Can you imagine what kind of nation they would be?
他们住在迦南地啊。
If they live in the land of Canaan,
一定把那个美好就弄得乱七八糟。
They probably would destroy everything there.
没有经过训练。
They have not gone through training.
亲爱的兄弟们，所以主就带他们不走那一条荆棘路。
Therefore, God did not guide them to the shorter
way. 不走那条容易道路。
Nor the easier way.
带他们绕道而行。
And instead, take them to the long way.
经过那旷野的道路。
They have to go through the wilderness.
这条道路有许多的障碍。
And through all the obstacles and all the hindrances.
那么这许多难处。
And all these things,
那不仅是显明他们的光景，
not only reveal their true conditions, all these problems,
也是为了来增加那个主的恩典。
Also to increase the grace of God,
让主的恩典在他们里头不断的增加。
So that the grace of God can be increased.
使他们成为一般那个结实的人。
And they will become strong.
一般刚强的人。
And people
一般在主的手中是有用处的人。
And they will become useful people.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Brothers and sisters.
我记得有一位青年弟兄。
I remember a young brother.
他有一次在讲道的时候。
Once he was preaching.
那么讲的道还不错。
And it was a very good sermon.
那个道也很好。
And the words were very good.
讲的是很得体。
And he was also very eloquent.
可吗？你们没有听过他那样讲的，没有听过那样的道。
Maybe you have never heard any kind of sermon like that.
讲什么道呢？
What was he talking about?
他要讲到，就我们这个人呢、啊，是坏呀、啊，坏到个地步啊，是不堪救药的。
And he said we are so bad that nothing can help us.
那么这是消极方面。
And this is on the negative side.
积极方面呢？
And on the positive side.
他说我们信主以后，我们得到的主耶稣基督。
And after we believe in Christ, we have received Christ.
那在我们里面的主耶稣基督是好到个地步，好的是不能再好了。
And he said, the Lord Jesus Christ within it is so good, nothing can be better than him.
那你们说这个道理是很好的。
You said this is pretty good.
一定是很有帮助。
It's probably very helpful.
这是我们的我们的本相就这样。
Our nature is
我们是坏的不可救药的一部分。
We're truly bad.
在我们里面的主耶稣好的不能再好的。
And indeed, the Christ within us is better than nothing can be better than Christ in us.
非常得意。
And after he said that, he was very proud of himself.
盼望听见别人的这个对他的那个反应。
And so he wanted to hear people's response.
当然，一般的反应呢，他倒不太在乎。
And he did not care much about other people's response.
那一次讲到时候，有一位年长姊妹在下面。
And because at that time when he was preaching, there was elderly sister sitting there.
他很想听见这位年长姊妹怎么说。
He wanted to hear a comment from the elderly sister.
他盼望说年长。
He wished that she would come up and tell him that's very good work.
但是这年长姊妹啊，什么话都不说。
But the elderly sister did not say a thing.
也不说好，也不说不。
She did not say it was good nor bad.
但是慢慢的还是给他发现了。
But gradually he discovered.
因为在这年长姊妹谈话的时候啊。
Because when he was talking to her.
他说有的人讲道啊。
And she says some people they were strange.
话道是很好的。
And the teaching is very good.
话是讲得不错。
The words are very good.
但是不结实。
But it's not strong.
不结实。
It is not substantial.
弟兄姊妹，这就是他的批评。
That was her comment.
他一听就知道，这是就是他。
He heard and he knew it was him.
道是很好的。
The teaching is
话是很对的。
The words are correct.
但这个人不结实。
But the preacher is not substantial.
这个人他那个。不结实，你们懂不懂什么意思呢？
啊，不实在。
This person is not strong.
空洞的。
It is
boring. 就好像这个被这柜子一样。
Just like this podium.
靠它，空。
When you knock on it,
里面是空洞的。
It is empty.
它不是实在的。
It is not solid.
不像一个大的木头。
It is not like a great lumber.
敲它的时候就不是这样子了。
When you knock on it, it will sound different.
那个敲起来，许多时候那个铜铁像破铜烂铁一样。
And many times when you knock on it, it's just like the ruined metal.
听起来是声音。
You hear the sound.
但是非常的空洞。
But it's very hollow.
里头是不实在。
There's nothing.
没有力量的。
There's no strength.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么我们弟兄讲这样好一道？
Why did our brother preach?
是不实在的呢？
Yet it's not solid.
没有经历。
Because he is without experience.
没有那经历。
He did not have that experience.
亲爱的兄姊妹，主借了许多的环境来训练我们。
God will use all kinds of circumstances to train us.
让我们能经过多少的难处。
And that lead us through many difficulties.
来训练我们。
So he can
使我们成为一般结实的人。
That we will become solid.
让主的恩典能够阻止在我们里面。
That his grace can be
built
within us.
不是一般空洞的。
That we will not be people of
hollow. 乃是那实在的。
But we will be solid.
不是光是有声音。
We will not just have sound.
乃是里面有实际。
But in us we will have the reality.
亲爱的
兄弟们。Brothers and
sisters. 如何对环境在我们身上。
God allowed these circumstances to come upon us.
走到一条有障碍的路。
And he will guide us through this way of repentance. Many problems. It is not our loss. But our benefits. That we will be solid people. We will be real people. We will not be hollow. When problems come, we will fall. When hurricane comes, and we will totally be destroyed. Because we're not solid.
根基不稳固。
The foundation is not strong.
经不起环境的摇动。
Therefore, we cannot withstand the shake and
effort
of our life.
好叫我们往深深的往下扎根。
Many things happen to us, causes us to root to deeper. And that we can be filled with the grace of God.
好叫我们成为一般结实的人。
We will be solid.
经得起那个打击。
And people that can't withstand the blows.
经得起那个环境的摇动。
And it's people who can withstand the shaking from our environment.
第二。
Secondly.
主带领我们道路。
God, the path that God leads us.
一般旷野的路。
Is the way of the wilderness.
那我们提到旷野的时候呢？
When we mention about wilderness.
我们常常受一句话的影响。
We often influence with one thing.
这旷野是大而可畏的旷野。
This is great and awesome.
是非常可怕的。
It is very fearful.
我们想起旷野的路的时候啊
，When we think about the way of the wilderness，
想到埃及人他们走在许多的沙石路上面
，And we remember how they had to walk on these rocky places。
那么好像这个阿尔杜纳，那个差不多啊。
And we would think maybe it's closer to like Arizona。
都是石头。
It's just full of rocks。
都是那些荒凉。
It is so desolate。
没有什么那个青绿的植物。
There are not much greens there。
亲爱的兄弟们。
Friend sisters。
有人告诉我说。
People tell us。
他说不是这样。
It is not so。
他们走那条路。
The path that they have gone。
有地方有沙石。
Yes, they will have sand and rocks in places。
很少地方是这样。
But not many places are like that。
他们走在一条有这个青草的路上。
They actually walk on grassy land。
一片大的草原。
And it's a great pasture land.
所以那时的牧人呢，才能在那边牧放他们的群羊。
And that's the reason all the shepherds can leave their sheep there.
他们带着羊牛群呢，统统饿死掉了。
Otherwise, all their cattle and sheep that they have brought out of Egypt would die.
走在一个草原的路上。
They actually walk on pasture land.
那无论是这条路是沙石也好。
Whether this road is full of rocks
or sand, or
it's a pasture
land,
it is still a wilderness.
为什么圣经说大而可畏的旷野呢？
Why the Bible says this is a great and awesome land?
说到这条路啊，是太长了。
Because it is a very long journey.
四十年之久的时间呢。
It took them 40 years.
那实在是那不容易。
It is not easy.
并且在这一条在这条路上面。
And on this way.
途经的各种环境，当然试验他们。
God causes all things to try them.
他们的光景当然显明出来了。
To reveal their true condition.
让他们真认识到自己的情形。
So they can truly know themselves.
所以他们就这条路是可怕的。
That's why that it's a fearful place.
是大而可畏的旷野。
It is great and awesome.
弟兄姊妹，若是没有旷野的道路，没有那许多事情的话，没有那么长的时间的话，他们的光景啊，也没法再显明出来。
It will not be able to reveal.
当他们从埃及出来的时候
，When they left Egypt,
他们真是像约华平顿一样。
And they are truly like the army of Jehovah. Their heads are.
不要说埃及人不敢
杀，
不敢留住，不埃及人不敢留住他们。
The Egyptians do not dare to stop.
不敢拦住他们。
And to stop them.
连狗啊都不敢向他们摇舌头。
Even the dogs do not dare to bark.
你看，这帮是了不起的来人。
You see that these are great people.
他们向埃及人要各种财物。
When they ask all kinds of things from the Egyptians,
就把他们金银器、金银呢都掳掠来了。
And the Egyptian give them all the gold and silver.
他们是哪里丰富？
They're full of riches.
他们是哪里了不起？
And they're great people.
他们是耶和华的军队员，耶和华的军队。
Because they're the army of Jehovah.
他们认为自己是很不得了了。
They thought that they're great people.
等到都过了红海之后。
After they passed through the Red Sea,
他们在那唱的歌的时候啊
，When they were singing songs,
你们若好好把那歌那个研究一下
，If you study the song,
他们在那唱的救恩的歌
，They sing the songs of salvation.
怎样在那拯救他们
？How God has saved them.
把他们从埃及的手底下拯救出来的呀
，Save them from the hands of Egyptians.
把他们从法老军兵底下，军兵手底下在释放出来的呀
，That God has released them from the hands of Pharaoh's army.
他们也唱那个信心的歌
，They sing the song of faith.
他们也唱那个。盼望的歌
they sing the song of
hope. 他们一面唱歌一面击鼓
as they sing they also play the drum
一面在跳舞
and they dance
在欢呼在赞美
they rejoice and shout
哎呀实在是一般了不起的百姓
they are truly great people
当我们看见他们的时候啊
when we see them
我们也很那种羡慕
we also envy their condition
真是一般了不起的一般人
because they are great people
他们自己呢又觉得自己很不错
they also thought that they were pretty good
弟兄姊妹从外面来看，好像都还好。
Outwardly, they look very good.
但是里头许多难处都是藏在他们里面的。
But there are also many problems hidden in their heart.
多少的怨言。
There's so much.
多少的嫉妒。
So much envy.
多少的贪心。
So much greed.
多少的败坏的种子。
So much
greed. 都藏在他们里面。
All hidden in their heart.
没有从他们里头彰显出来。
Those have not been revealed.
所以他们不认识自己。
Therefore, they do not know
themselves. 以为自己是一般了不起的人。
They thought that they were great.
等到经过这
旷野之后
，until they gone through the wilderness，
当他们走在这个路上面呢
，until they are on the way，
一件一件事情把他们里的光景当然显明出来了。
One thing after another that reveal their inner heart，
让他们认识他们自己是怎样的一般人。
They began to know themselves。
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主今天带领我们是这样。
God also leads us
主带领我们进入各样的环境。
He used all kinds of problems。
有的时候是艰难的
，sometimes it's difficult。
有的时候是顺利的
，sometimes it's easy。
有的时候是贫穷的
，sometimes it's poor。
有的时候是丰富的
，sometimes it's fullness。
主带领我们进入各样的环境。
He uses all environments。
乃是为了把我们里头的光景显明出来。
In order to reveal to us our true condition。
让我们认识我们自己是怎样的一个。
So we will know ourselves。
每一种的环境。
Every
都把我们的心情显明出来。
Every condition reveals
艰难的时候显明我们的心情。
In times of difficulties, we know ourselves.
舒适的时候，顺利的时候，也把我们的光景当显明出来。
In the easy time, we also can know ourselves.
让我们认识自己。
So we can know us.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道我们对认识自己有多少？
Do you know how much you know yourself?
我们才放下自己有多少？
Then we will let go of ourselves. 因
为岂不是常常听说吗？
Haven't you heard this often?
我们自己啊，就是神的最大的仇敌。
Ourselves is the greatest enemy of God.
我说过了，我还要再说这故事。
I say this story before, but I will say it again.
这个穆迪，他有一个圣经学校。
And we know that Moody has a Bible school.
那么，他有好多个学生。
And he has many students.
然后有一天，这个学生毕业了。
And one day, the student graduated.
毕业典礼。
And they had a ceremony.
啊，每一个学生啊都要预备讲一篇道。
And every student had to prepare a sermon.
那么毕业典礼除了本校的学生参加之外，还请了许多的客人。
And they invited many guests.
各有名的许多传道人都来参加。
Many famous preachers also attended the ceremony.
当然，他们这篇道要好好准备。
And so the students must prepare the sermon well.
和他名声有关系的。
It has a lot to do with their names.
也都有影响的。
And it will all definitely influence their future.
每个人都尽心竭力去准备这篇道。
So every student prepared the sermon well.
那有一个学生呢，他是非常用功。
And one student, he was very studious.
他那一天呢，他要准备要讲《以弗所》第六章。
And that day he's prepared to preach on Ephesians chapter 6.
属灵的征战。
Spiritual warfare.
那么他不仅是把这篇圣经啊，这一章圣经读得滚瓜烂熟啊。
He practically memorized the entire chapter.
也把里面许多军装啊都记得清清楚楚。
He also memorized all the weapons and outfits.
那为了使他讲到生动的缘故，生动的缘故。
He wants to add to the impression of his sermon.
他就买了许多的军装。
He bought all these equipment.
他也买了头盔。
He bought the helmet.
也买了这个护心镜。
He also bought the breastplate.
他也买了这个盾牌。
He also bought the shield.
也买了那个宝剑。
And the sword.
当然还有袋子等等东西啊。
Of course, all the other things.
他就把他这种都预备齐了。
He prepared everything.
等他上来讲道的时候了。
When he went up to preach.
因为他预备非常充足。
Because he was fully prepared.
很有胆量。
He was very brave.
一点都不惧怕。
He was not afraid at all.
上来之后。
He went up to the podium.
念完了。
He read the chapter.
然后就讲那个基督的精兵。
And he talked about the soldier of Christ.
这是那个基督的精兵啊。
And all these soldiers of Christ.
用真理带着束腰，再把带着束起来了。
And how need to put on the belt of truth. And he put on his belt.
挂上护心镜。
And then he put on his breastplate.
前面挂个大金子。
He put it on.
然后呢，这个拿着盾牌，拿着枪，拿着宝剑。
And then he brought out his shield and his sword.
然后就在讲台上走来走去。
He walked about on the podium.
魔鬼。
He said, Devil.
你在哪里
？Where are you？
我要杀你。
I will kill you.
大声在喊叫啊。
He was shouting loudly.
大家都很惊讶。
And people were very amazed.
我说这不是穆迪，是这个是史布镇，不是穆迪。
I'm sorry, this wasn't Moody's story. It was Spurgeon.
这史布镇呢？就在下面用小声音对他讲。
And Brother Spurgeon whispered to him.
因为他坐第一排。
Because he was sitting in the front row.
在你里面。
He said, "Devil is in you."
在你里面。
It's in you.
魔鬼不是在外面。
Devil is not outside.
你杀不到他的。
You cannot kill him.
在你里面。
He's in you.
哦，我去哪里去
？Dear brothers and sisters.
我们活在自己里面有多少？
How much we live in ourselves.
魔鬼在我们里面地位了。
How much ground Satan
has given us. 最大的仇敌。
God's greatest enemy.
最大的难处。
God's greatest problem.
就是我们这个人。
It's ourselves.
就是我们的自己。
It's ourselves.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们。神若是没有胆打倒我们的话。
If God did not strike us down.
他在我们身上就不能显出得胜的能力。
He cannot reveal his victory.
他若是不能倒空我们的话。
If God cannot empty us.
他就没有办法充满在我们里面。
He cannot fill us.
拦住神最厉害的是我们的己。
A person who saw the Lord the most is ourselves. Our opinions, our selfishness. We have all kinds of expressions. And this is God's greatest enemy.
Give us ourselves.
How can we lay aside
ourselves?
How can we deny ourselves? How can we forsake ourselves? If God did not show us our
greatness,
if God did not let us see our own corruption, if God did not let us see our ugly self, no one is willing to let go.
弟兄姊妹，主怎样
给我们看见？How did God show?
一方面就是圣灵的启示。
On one hand is through the revelation of the Spirit.
圣灵的光照。
Through the enlightenment of the Spirit.
另外一方面就是环境的显明。
On the other hand is through our circumstances.
许多时候主借着环境把我们显明出来。
Many times through circumstance, God will reveal our true
self. 你以为你很温柔吗？
You thought that you were very gentle.
就被你摆在一般的这个讲理这个讲不讲理的人当中。
Then he will put you to with people who are unreasonable.
那你就看见你的温柔是假的。
Then you would discover your gentleness.
你以为你很有爱心吗？
You thought that you were full of love.
就是把你放在一般自私自利的人当中。
God will place you in the midst of selfish people.
看看你到底能不能爱。
Can you love them?
哦，亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and
sisters. 就记得各种环境把我们吸引出来。
Through all circumstances, God revealed us.
旷野的道路。
The way of the wilderness.
就是显明。
It's a way to reveal. To reveal ourselves.
刚才我们弟兄领诗歌时候说。
Just a while ago, our brother led the song.
当主这样带领他。
When God leads him,
他都没有发怨言。
He did not murmur.
我实在非常羡慕。
I wanted to envy, I very envy him.
赶不上我弟兄。
I am not better than my brother.
常常我们在那发怨言。
Because I often murmur.
主听我们祷告。
When God listened to my prayer,
感谢赞美主啊！
I thank the Lord.
主他听我祷告了，
He answered my prayer.
解决我难处了，
He solved my problem.
当主不听祷告的时候了，
But when He did not answer,
为什么不听我祷告呢？
I said, God, why?
你为什么听别人祷告呢？
Why did you hear others?
为什么不听我的祷告呢？
Why not mine?
一面是怀疑主的爱，
On one hand, you doubt His love.
一面在埋怨主，
On the other hand, you murmur against
Him. 你太不公平了。
You're not fair.
你听别人祷告，你不听我的祷告。
You hear others pray, but not
mine. 你给别人顺利环境，给我这样艰难的环境。
You give others easy life, give me difficult life.
为什么叫我遇见这难处？
Why do I have problems?
哦，弟兄姊妹，多少的为什么？
Brothers and sisters, so many times we ask God why.
在埋怨神。
We murmur again.
我们不埋怨，不满意他所给我们的带领。
We're not satisfied with His guidance.
我们不满意他所给我们的安排。
We're not satisfied with His arrangement.
我们觉得他是苦待我们了。
We think that He treated us bitterly.
他实在对不起我们了。
We think that He didn't treat us well.
亲爱的兄弟们。当以色列在旷野里面的时候
When the Israelites were in
the wilderness, 常常发怨言
They often murmur
他们刚刚过了红海在唱歌赞美
They just passed the Red Sea and sing and shout
往前走还没有走一两两三天
Just after two or three days
他们发现路难走
They discovered the way is difficult.
还能忍受
The first day they can endure.
第二天呢还能过得去
Second day they can barely endure.
到第三天呢就吃不消了
Third day they cannot do.
因为不仅是路难走
Not only the road is difficult.
并且没有水喝
They cannot find water.
这个没有水喝呀，实在忍受不住了
They cannot stand without water.
真是越过又像火烧的人一样
And their heart is burning.
他们就逃出去找水
And they were looking for water everywhere.
找来找去啊，然后找不到
And cannot find it.
到的时候，好容易有人来道喜信。
And finally, someone came with a good news.
我们找到一个井啊。
We found a well.
那个井啊，是很宽很大的一个井啊。
It's a big one.
里面有好多的水啊。
There are a lot of water.
足够我们在那喝的。
It's enough for all of us.
高兴得不得了啊。
Everyone was happy.
加快脚步。
And they began to run.
跑到那个井的旁边呢。
To run to the side of the well.
一喝呀。
And they tasted the water.
原来是苦水。
It was bitter.
大失所。
They were greatly disappointed.
到这个时候他们就发怨言。
This time they began to murmur.
没有埋怨神。
They did not murmur against God.
他们埋怨摩西。
They murmur against.
你为什么把我们带到这地方来
？Why did you?
那等于把我渴死掉吗
？You want us to thirst to death?
我们说这水是苦水。
This is a bitter water.
是不能够喝的。
You cannot drink.
我们怎么办才好
？How should we do?
还在埋怨摩西呀、啊。
They murmur against Moses.
这个是在哪里责备他？
And they scolded Moses.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们
，Dear brothers,
当然就把他们从这里带过来了。
Of course, God had led them out of the situation.
你也会知道故事了。
And you also knew the story.
他们又往前去。
And they go forward again.
当然到了伊林那个快乐的很舒服的地方。
They went to a place called Elim.
再往前走，但是不能长久住下去的。
But you cannot stay there for long.
没有住多久的时间呢。
Not long after.
那么他们要骑行了。
They need to walk again.
他们就往前走。
They go forward.
然后呢，走了一个月的，差不多快一个月多时间。
After about a month of time,
吃的东西都没有了。
They ran out of food.
从埃及所带出来的面粉也吃光了。
All the flour they brought out from Egypt they had used up.
那个饼啊，没有吃的也发霉了。
And all the bread that they did not eat has molded.
他们看一看，我们有200多万人呐、啊。
They looked around. We have 200,000 people.
从哪里得这粮食吃呢
？2 million people.
从哪里得这粮食吃呢
？Where do we find food?
他们就着急起来了。
And they began to worry.
又发怨言，
they
又埋怨摩西。
They complained.
你为什么把我们从埃及带出来
？Why did you bring us out?
我们在埃及，我们可以坐在肉锅旁边。
And at Egypt, at least we can sit beside the pot of meat.
我们可以吃得饱足。
We can be filled with
satisfied. 你把我们带到旷野里面来。
You lead us in the wilderness.
从哪里找粮食吃
？Where can we find food?
什么地方能够供应200多万人在那儿吃的东西
？Where can you find food that can feed 2 million people?
不要说那个不能种地呀、啊。
You cannot cultivate the land.
采给的话也来不及了。
Even you do it, it's not going to be soon enough.
他们就外面买东西也没这么多钱去买。
They don't even have a place to go to buy.
就是有钱买的话，也买不到这么多的粮食。
They cannot find a place that can sell food.
200多万人呐、啊。
2 million people.
不是20个人。
Not 20.
也不是200人。
Not 200.
200多万。
But 2 million, over 2 million.
你想想看，在旷野里从哪里得粮食
？You can imagine where can you find food?
那只有饿死掉了。
They can only die.
没有路可走。
They cannot go forward.
所以他们又在发怨言。
And so they complain.
又在埋怨主。
And complain to God.
如果举一两例子就是。
I just give you a few examples.
一路上。
But all through their journey.
他们在发怨在埋怨主。
They complain and murmur.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
旷野把那光景显明出来了。
The wilderness revealed their condition.
他们看见他们是怎样一般的人。
They begin to know what kind of people they
are. 没有难处的时候。
Without problem.
还很像样子。
They are pretty good.
一遇难处之后
，with problem，
他们就埋怨。
They complain.
就埋怨。
They murmur.
那不仅是怨言
，not only full of murmur，
并且许多的难处。
But there's also all kinds of other problems.
你读到民数记，你读到民数记。
When you read the book of Numbers，
就看见他们许多难处啊。
You see that there are a lot of problems.
那以哥林多前书第十章也说了他们的难处。
First Corinthians chapter 10 also talk about their problems.
不仅有发怨言
，not only full of murmur，
心淫乱的。
And there are all sorts of other sins.
各种各样的难处。All
kinds of things.
这个旷野都把他们显明出来了。
But through the wilderness, they have begun to know ourselves.
他们对自己有了真实的认识。
They have a true knowledge of themselves.
弟兄姊妹，在旷野乃是为了试验我们。
But sister, the wilderness is to try us.
把我们自己显明出来。
To reveal us.
给我们看见我们的心到底在什么地方。
So we will know where is our heart.
我们真是爱主吗
？Do we truly love the Lord?
没有难处是真爱主。
Without problem, we can love the Lord.
我们能爱就谈不来了。
With problems, it's difficult to say. Because we just began to
love. 要主吗
？Do you truly want God?
许多时候我们祷告时候，主啊，我要你。
Many times when we pray, we say, Lord, I want you. We only want yourself.
我们单单要你自己。
We only want yourself.
一碰到一种环境啊。
But when you're in a situation.
我们要主之外的东西。
You discover you want something other than the Lord.
旷野总是个试验。
The wilderness is a test.
把我们的光景显明出来。
A place that reveals our condition.
就像我们主耶稣基督。
Just like our Jesus Christ.
被圣灵带到旷野里面。
He was guided by the Spirit into the wilderness.
撒旦来试探他。
And Satan came to test him.
许可仇敌来试探。
God allowed Satan to come to test him.
让他摆在圣灵手底下。
And be placed under the hand of God.
试验他的儿子。
God tested his own son.
不信任他的儿子。
It is not that God did not have confidence in his son. But through this test, we begin to know God's son. Where is his son's heart? He stayed in the wilderness for 40 days. No food. And Satan came close. If you're the son of God, you can command the stone to become food. When you raise from the water, didn't you hear the voice from heaven? This is my beloved son. In whom I delight. Does God truly love you? You are the son of God. If God truly loves you, then why are you hungry now? For 40 days, you have nothing to eat. Now you can try to see if God truly loves you. You just need to pray. If God changed the stone into food, then it proves that God truly loves you. If God did not change the stone into food,
那这个神的爱就有疑问了。
Then there is some question about God's love.
亲爱的兄姊妹,
sisters,
我们的主耶稣这样说呢,
what did our Lord Jesus
他说, 人活着不是单靠食物,
men do not live by food alone,
乃是靠神口里所说的一切,
but from every word out of mouth of God.
他孝顺是这样的忠诚,
he is so faithful to the Lord.
若是没有神的话语,
if without the word of God, I'd rather die of hunger. 40 days without food.
再长的时间,
if even longer, I'm still willing.
亲爱的兄姊妹,
他的心不在爱食物上面, his heart is not on food. His heart is not on all the benefits.
他的心不在享受的上面,
his heart is not on enjoyment.
他的心乃是在神的身上,
his heart is on the
God's side.
He is so simple.
我宁肯死,
I rather die,
我也不求自己的利益,
than to ask for my own benefit. I'd rather sacrifice all, than to have my own enjoyment.
My sisters,
without the test in the wilderness,
神的儿子, 他是这样的向着主,
how do we know the heart of God? Satan led them to the top of the temple. He wants him to jump down.
你若是跳下来的话,
if you jump down,
神会差遣使者托住你的脚,
God will send his angel to uphold you, so that you will not fall on the rock,
叫你平平安地落在地上,
and you will land peacefully. If this way,
那你就是一个冲天降下的一个人,
then you are truly someone who descended from heaven.
众人看见,
when people see you,
大家都要尊敬你,
they will respect you,
大家都要在高举你,
and they will uphold you.
从这么高地方跳下来,
you have jumped down from such high place, and you did not hurt yourself. You did not hurt yourself.
那必须神大托住了你,
truly God has told you.
你是神所差遣来的,
truly you're sent by God.
每个人都要尊重你,
everyone will respect you.
亲爱的兄姊妹,
sisters,
我们主耶稣这样说,
what did Jesus say?
不可试探主你的神,
do not tempt
God.
You can forget about the respect of men. You do not seek after your own position.
他也不试探神,
but do not test Lord. He truly respected God. Satan led him to a high mountain, show him the glory of the world. If you bow down and worship me, I will give you all. Jesus' heart is not on the glory of this world, but his heart is in God.
弟兄姊,
Francis, what do you want?
我们心在什么地方?
Where is your heart?
不在于我们这样的说,
it doesn't matter what we say.
也不在于我们这样标榜,
it doesn't matter what you say.
也不在于我们这样讲论,
it doesn't matter how you argue.
乃在于在试验当中,
but it matters in testing.
在环境里面,
in the circumstance.
到底我们心在哪里?
Where is your heart?
我们还是为了自己利益呢?
Do we steal for our own benefit?
是为了自己享受呢?
For our own enjoyment?
我们还是为了神的喜悦?
Or do we? Are we for the God's heart? Do we only seek for our fame and our name? Or do we honor the Lord? Do we want the glory of this world? Or do we give our hearts to God? Where is your heart?
荒野的道路,
the way of the wilderness, many kinds of encounters, All kinds of
circumstances.
All these are to test us.
我们的心到底在哪里？
To find out where is our heart.
让我们对我们自己能够有真实的认识。
So that we will have the true knowledge of ourselves. Many problems are also tested.
我们向着神是不是能忍耐？
Can we have patience for the Lord?
我们是不是满意神所给我们的对待？
Are we satisfied with God's arrangements?
是不是把当作神，把当作是神？
Do we treat our God as our God?
许多时候我们不能忍耐。
Many times we cannot.
我们若是有难处的话，
when we have problems,
我们要祷告。
We pray.
马上就来解决。
And we expect Him to solve
it. 我们若有需要的话，
if we have need,
我盼望是马上来供应。
We expect immediate help.
我们若是有痛苦的话，
if we have pain,
盼望是马上来安慰。
We expect immediate help.
我们是有疾病的话，
if we have illness,
我盼望马上是来医治我们。
We expect immediate healing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
许多的环境。
Many different types.
我们是不是能向着神去忍耐？
Is to test us whether we can have endurance.
我们对待我们能不能忍耐？
Can we endure the environment God has established for us?
亲爱的兄姊妹，
friends, sisters,
整个的环境，
everything
要试验我们的心，
is to test our heart.
我们对待神是如何？
How are we with the Lord?
是不是能够向着神去忍耐？
Can we have patience with him?
我们能不能学这功课？
Can we learn this lesson?
弟兄姊妹，你知道这非常重要的。
When sisters, you know this is very
important. 我们若是不能忍耐的话，
if we cannot endure,
就不能够和主耶稣一同作王。
We cannot reign with our God.
当然，以色列人他们要进到迦南，
when the Israelites enter into the land, they have to go through many battles.
没有学会了忍耐的功课，
if they have not learned the lesson of patience,
他们一见难处，他们就会倒下去的。
As soon as they encounter problems, they will fall.
就会在改变了。
They will change their minds.
他们不能忍耐。
They have no endurance.
但是当他们走完这条旷野路程之
后， but after they travel through this way of wilderness, they enter into Canaan. You see, they're very strong.
他们一直在征战。
They continue to have battle.
把迦南仇敌完全征服了。
Until they conquer the entire land.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习忍耐的功课。
We need to learn the lesson of endurance.
许多时候我们着急呀、
啊。Many times we're anxious.
但是我们的神不着急。
But our Lord never.
让我们学习忍耐功课。
We need to learn.
我们就是快点，快点，快点。
We always say hurry, hurry.
我们常常慢慢，慢慢，慢慢。
But our God seems to be slow.
让我们学习忍耐的功课。
We need to learn.
我们满意，我们能不能满意神给我们的对待？
Can we be satisfied with God's arrangement?
安息在神所给我们安排的环境里面。
And rest in the environment that He has established.
我们一不喜欢就要改变呢。
We often want change in.
我们要改变这个环境。
We want to change.
我们要改变这些人事物。
We want to change.
我要改变我们的遭遇。
We want to change our encounters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们没有学会忍耐的功课。
We have not yet learned the lesson of endurance.Today, in many times, we have family problems. We have personal problems. It's because we have no endurance. We cannot accept. Many times we're treated unfairly. We often respond and react quickly. And this we have shown ourselves.Sisters,
我们若是不能忍耐的话，
if you cannot endure,
我们就不能和主是一同作王的。
You cannot reign with
将来你看见那个新耶路撒冷被建造起来的时候，
when you see the new Jerusalem has been established,
那座城是何等的坚固，
and that is a solid city,
是何等稳定，
it is a steadfast,
是不摇动的城，
it cannot be shaken,
无论是这样的环境，
no matter what environment,
无论是这样的事物
or things or people,
那个城是不摇动的，
the whole city will not be shaken.But sisters, today we must learn the lesson of endurance. We cannot just change our mind with very little problems. The Chinese said that when people encounter problems, they change all directions. But sisters, the ways of the wilderness is to test our endurance. Thirdly, the way of the wilderness.
能不能相信呢？看不见。
It is also to test us whether or not we can trust in the Lord which cannot be seen. Many times the Lord is hidden. We cannot see him.
你能不能相信主在哪？
Can you believe that God is there?
当他们遭遇难处时候，
when they encounter
trouble, 看不见神的作为。
They cannot see the
work. 能不能相信神在那个地方？
Can they still believe God is there?
当遇见仇敌的时候，
when they encounter the enemy, 看不见
神在那儿做什么事？
They cannot see God is
there. 能不能相信神在那儿保守他们？
Can they still believe God is protecting them?
亲爱的兄弟们，整个的旷野路程，
the entire way of wilderness,
试验 试验我们的信心呢
？Is to test our faith.
我们能不能相信神
？Can you believe God?
信心是看不见的。
Faith is something that cannot be seen.
若是我看见，就不需要信心了。
If we can see, then we don't need to take faith. It's because it cannot be seen. Therefore, we need faith.
在以色列一路上失败。
And Israelites experienced failure all the way. It's because they only look for the things that can be seen. They have no faith in God.
他们要看得见也摸得着的。
They want things that can be seen and can be touched.
他们不能够相信那位看不见的神。
They cannot believe in a God which can which is unseen.
整个的旷野路程。
The entire way of the wilderness.
来试验我们。
Is to test us.
我们能不能相信那位看不见的神？
Can you believe in a God that cannot be seen?
虽然他没有做什么，
even though it seems like God did not do much,
没有什么启示，
you do not see miracles and signs.
知道神是在这里，
but you know that God is here.
他是与我们同在，
He is with us.
他是我们的保护，
He is our protection.
他是我们的安慰，
He is our comfort.
他是我们的力量，
and He is our strength.
他是我们的神，
He is our victory.
我们能不能相信这位看不见的神？
Can you believe all this?Can you believe
it?
The entire way of
wilderness
is to establish their faith so that they can believe in the God which cannot be seen. Fourthly, this is a way that has been guided by God. God continued to guide them with pillars of cloud and pillars of fire. I cannot say in detail, but you all know this.
当他们经过红海，当他们从旷野从埃及出来之后，
after they left Egypt,
云柱和火柱就来引导他们。
And the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire guided them. In the daytime, they have pillar of cloud. At night, they have pillar of fire.
这个云柱火柱一直走在他们前面。
It is always in front of them.
他们就跟随云柱火柱的引导。
And they just follow the leading of the pillar.
我们昨天所说那个羊啊。
Just like our brother shared last night about the sheep.
他必须跟着走啊。
The sheep must follow someone.
跟着牧人走。
The sheep must follow the shepherd.
没有牧人的话，方向就失掉了。
Without the shepherd, they are lost with direction.
我们的牧人就是我们的主。
We are God's sheep.
弟兄姊妹，主就在云柱火柱里引导我们。
And our God leads us in the pillar of clouds and pillars of fire.
当我们这样跟随他的带领时候，
When we follow His guidance,
我们就能享受他的同在。
We can enjoy His presence.
因为他就在云柱火柱里面。
Because He is in the pillars of cloud.
神在云柱里面。
In the daytime, He's in the pillar of cloud.
神在火柱里头。
And now he's in the fire.
与他们同在。
He is with them.
什么时候他们离开了主的带领？
Anytime that they left the guidance of God,
他们就能够享受神的同在。
They cannot enjoy God's
presence. 当他们跟随主的带领时候，
When they follow the
guidance of God, 一路上都是满着主的同在。
All the way they can enjoy His presence.
就是他们的安慰。
And God's presence is their comfort.
他们的力量。
It's their protection and their strength.
那无论主怎样带领他们，
And no matter how God guides,
他们就这样的跟随。
They will follow.
云柱起来时候，
When the pillar of clouds arises,
他们就行走。
They begin to walk.
云柱的停下时候，
When it stops,
他们就安营。
And they will set their tent.
不管那个地方怎样，
Doesn't matter how the place is.
有的地方是安营在伊犁那地方。
Sometimes they had to camp at Elim.
有时候是安营在非常危险的地方。
Sometimes they had to camp at a dangerous place.
但是云柱停下来了。
But the pillars of cloud stopped.
就在那里安营。
And that's where they camp.
什么时候云柱起来？
Whenever it's lifted up.
往前去的时候。
And move forward.
他们就起营，他们来跟随主一同往前去。
They would take down their tent and follow.
他们是这样跟随主的引导。
One sister, this is how they follow the Lord.
他们从来都没有走过。
This is where they have never experienced.
火柱引导。
But when they follow the pillars of fire and pillars of cloud,
来到迦南美地。
God will take them into the land of Canaan.
经过了多少的曲折。
Even though they have many obstacles.
多少的试探。
And many trials.
但是到末了时候，就把他们带到那个神他所应许的美地。
But at the end, they still enter into the promised land.
云柱火柱就是他们的保护。
And the pillars of cloud and fire is their protection.
就是他们的力量。
Their strength.
当仇敌来攻击他们的时候，
When the enemy attacks them,
云柱就跑在他们的后面。
The pillar of cloud will go to the back.
把他们和仇敌那分开了。
And separate them from the enemy.
那埃及那里是黑暗的。
And at the Egyptian side is full of darkness. And on their side is full of light.
云柱为他们征战。
And the pillar of cloud fought for them.
也在下面是他们的保护。
It is also the cover.
太阳是那炎热那么炎热的时候。
And the sun was scorched the earth.
这个云柱好像一片大的云彩一样。
But the pillar of cloud is a great cloud over them.
把他们遮盖起来。
To shield them.
200多万人。 都在这 云柱遮盖之下，然后前行。
They're all under the covering of the cloud.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们，
Friends, sisters,
我们的主一路上在引导我们。
Our Lord lead us all the way.
与我们同在。
He is with us.
他也保守我们。
He is also protecting us.
供应我们的需要。他也为我们征战。
Also fought for us.
我们只需要一个态度。
All we need to have an attitude.
跟随主的带领。
That is to follow him.
圣灵今天在我们里面。
Today the Holy Spirit is in us.
云柱和火柱。
And he is our pillars of cloud and fire.
无论在什么时候。
No matter where we are.
与我们里面的圣灵。
The Spirit within us.
和外面主的话语。
And the word that we have.
做我们的引路者。
Will become our guidance. We can follow his guidance. And we can move forward. We don't need to be afraid. We just need to follow. And he will be responsible for us. And praise the Lord. This is our path. I wish when we are on this way, we will know the way. And so when we go through this way, we will not complain. And we will not be disappointed and discouraged. This is a way of hindrance. Paul tells us, it is destined for us to experience trials. But we want to enter into the kingdom of God. We must go through many trials. This is a way of hindrance. But all these troubles,It is not for our loss, but for our benefit.
不是为了毁害我们,
it is not to destroy us,
建立我们,
but to establish us,
使我们成为神手中有用的器皿,
so that we can be useful vessels for the Lord.
的道路,
this is a way to the wilderness.
乃是为了试验我们,
is to test us,
把我们的光景显明出来,
to reveal our true conditions.
也是为了叫我们看见我们的主,
is also to reveal God to us.
是怎样的一位主,
we can know what kind of God we have.
引导主引导的道路。
This is also a path guided by our God. We just need to follow His guidance. And the rest of them, He will take care of. God's people can rest. We're very secure. Because He will protect and take care of us. He also will fight for us. In the daytime, or the moon at night,
都不能害我们。
Nothing can harm us.
只要跟随主的带领。
All we have to is to follow His guidance. And we can go forward.
让主的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
Until His will is accomplished in us.